the tempo was better. We played on the front foot more, and we weren't safe in our play, which we wanted, and we got some brilliant goals. So delighted with the night's work.
Yeah, on a night when much was made of Pat Hoobin's absence, you scored four goals, and they came from all sorts of angles.
Aye, well, and really, really good goals. First goal, good build-up play down our right side. Second goal was just a piece of individual brilliance, which he's so capable of, and he's got that. The third goal is an outstanding goal as well, and then Mickey scoring against his former club. So four different goal scores, which is really pleasing, and a couple of absolutely brilliant goals into the bargain.
1-0 up at half time, something that you haven't been able to enjoy too much this season, but it was the ruthlessness that you showed then in the second half and finishing Dundalk off that I'm sure pleased you most.
Aye, we needed to start the second half. On the front foot, and thankfully, when someone takes responsibility the way Will done and puts it right in the top corner, it gives you a real platform to go on and win the game, and it really settled us down. And then we get a goal soon after from Danny, which is a brilliant goal, and the game's probably done at that point.
One result can change the mood quite dramatically, can't it?
Aye, there was obviously a lot of discontent and disharmony and from around, and people having shots at us, and which is fair enough when you lose a couple of games, but we stuck at it and we stuck together in the dressing room, and we've produced a really good one here tonight, and that's all it is. It gets us back to winning ways. We've won four out of our five home games, and we need to try and continue that, but we need to go down to Drogheda next week and try and put in a similar type performance.
When that criticism comes, can you use it to sort of galvanise the team? Do you use it as a motivating factor, perhaps?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we've a dressing room full of strong characters, and we've had tough times over the last few years as well, and we've always come out of it, and I back these players 100%, and I think the world of them, to be honest. We've an absolutely brilliant group of lads in there, and staff as well, and we've stuck together, and I thought Monday's performance in a different way was good as well. It was controlled. We had a plan and we stuck to it, and I felt we slightly the better team, but I thought tonight at home we were ruthless and got a big 3 points. So if you look between Monday and Friday, 4 points from Shelburne and Dundalk, it's not a bad return.
And been able to bring on Ben Doherty and Cameron Dunnigan, perfect scenario there, wasn't it?
Aye, brilliant. They've been chomping at the bit to get back, and to be honest, we need them. We need them back on the pitch. We need everybody on the pitch, and the one thing I know and one thing I'm certain of is when we get a wee bit of luck and we get all of our best players available, then we're going to be a hell of a team.
You'll sleep well tonight?
A lot better than last Friday, Eric.
Rory, you probably should have had 10 men in opposition tonight.
What's that?
You should have had maybe 10 men, and they had Benson, they should have been shown a second yellow.
Aye, well, that's not... I don't really care. Listen, we've Robbie's a really good player. We've won 4-1, and we should probably be talking about our players, and really proud of what they've done here tonight.
What pleased you most about the performance?
Just how we went about it. We played on the front foot. We didn't look like a team that was playing with any fear, and just glad that we grabbed the ball by the horns and we went and got the job done, and we're ruthless in how we went about it.
Your only focus is Derry City, but you'll enjoy the fact that all our big teams have dropped points.
Aye, again, not my focus. This is an extremely competitive league, really, really competitive league, and teams are going to be dropping points left, right and centre all season, so we just need to focus on ourselves.
Right, a really dominant display tonight. You must be delighted with the performance.
Aye, happy with the performance. I thought large aspects of it were really, really good. Some of our attack and play was excellent. And that's a sign of things to come.
You mentioned the attack and play. There were some great combinations from the attackers, the likes of Duffy, the likes of Patchin, and Danny Mullen put on a real centre forward display. How would you assess his performance tonight?
I thought Danny was excellent, to be honest. Really, really good. His all-round game with his back to goal, his link-up play, as you said, and his finish was outstanding. Really, really outstanding, and I'm delighted for him.
Yeah, Kieran Harkin, Cameron Dumigan, and Kieran and Ben Doherty, all back from injury as well. The strength and depth gives you more options. Is that something as a manager you really want moving into the second quarter of the season?
I think so. I think that goes without saying. We want everyone available. We want all our best players available, and it gives you really good options. And as I've said before, it hasn't happened very often, but when we have all our top players available, then we'll be a hell of a team.